time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. What's going on, everybody? If you just stumbled on us, we're a weekly show on msonewsports.com. And it's just me, but I invite the best of the best from the Valley to talk about sports. What's going on? And this week, we feature the North Andover baseball coach. Last week, we had Tewksbury's baseball coach. So we're getting a good slice of the Valley on our show these past 2 weeks. And today, it's Todd Doolin, North Andover baseball coach, 18 years at the helm. He is approaching 20. How cool is that? As the varsity head coach and winner, of course, of the big, one of the greatest, you know, sports accomplishments in the Valley, frankly, was the 2019 Super 8 run from North Andover baseball. Perfect run in the Super 8. It was a Super 8 back then, by the way. They didn't have the divisions. They did a breakout Super 8 baseball tournament for a few years, like hockey did it for many years. But now that's all gone. They just have the straight statewide rankings and divisions. But in 2019, North Andover won. They were the eighth seed out of eight teams, and they won the thing. Great run. Here we are 6 years later, and North Andover is knocking on the door in the tournament once again with a great record of 10-4 and super competitive in the Valley. Big win over Andover recently, and Coach Doolin talks all about that. Let's get to him after the break, and then after him, we will talk postseason rankings.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be North Andover baseball coach Todd Doolin. What's going on, coach?
Not much. It's kind of an exciting day for our program. It might be the biggest day ever for our program. There's a big vote going on right now at the North Andover High School. So it hasn't gotten there yet, but a number of the players are going to speak. And there's a chance we will get a new baseball field at the high school. Originally, when they put in, you know, the original field they put in there, we eventually did soil testing on it, and they put in really low grade soil, so the grass never takes in the outfield. There's divots all over the place. When it rains, we have I call it Little Lake Kachikowick out there in left field, and it's just a disaster. I have a trash pump. I have to dig holes, sink it in the ground, and that's like in between classes during the day. So
yeah. Is the prospects of that like turf and forget about grass ever?
Yeah, we're looking at hopefully a turf field.
Wow.
Which would be awesome.
Yeah. And as we're speaking on Tuesday night, that's in the school committee's hands, or?
It's, I think it's,
oh, within town, the city thing.
Yeah, it's a town thing.
Yeah.
As I understand it. So.
Okay. Well, we'll follow that and we'll, it's on the show.
The amount of money I dumped into that field, own money, you know, like, and the amount of time, just if it rains the night before, I have to get up really early, get there and get the squeegee going, and, you know, in order for us to play, and you want to keep the pitching in line.
Yeah. So
when I was younger, it didn't bother me as much, but now I'm 52. So it's like,
well, I live in Southern New Hampshire now, but I was living for a while in Swampscott, and I was Little League involved, and you know, it comes to a point where you know where the puddles are going to be, you know. So in between second and first, yeah, that's going to be the worst, and you know, and then you have moments where you're like, am I going to keep my job, because I'm literally raking and squeegeeing and some pump whatever, you know, at noon. And then you have stuff like, you know, the very, very grateful opposing team coming in from like Nahat and saying, geez, this clay's kind of soft today. And I meanwhile for 6 hours. I'm sorry, it's soft. It's not wet.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, my goodness, but if that labor of love, should we call it labor of hate, ends for you in North Andover baseball, that'll be a great thing.
Oh, it would be the greatest.
Yeah. Well, the kids are managing to handle the swamp over there. 9-4 at the moment, unless you play today.
We're 10-4.
10-4 now. Okay.
Yeah. We did not play. We played yesterday.
Shame on you, MIAA power rankings, for having a game. 10-4. Awesome.
They must not have gotten yesterday's game.
Okay. Yeah, number 22 in the rankings at the moment. You know, the current rankings move by Friday. But how does it feel? You know, how does it feel with the team? What were the expectations coming in of where the team's strengths were going to be? And did anything surprise you 14 games in?
I think we knew we would pitch well, and we knew the defense would be really good. Our offense has been in and out. And at times we've left a lot of runners on base in our, you know, some of the losses that we had, you know, I think one game, you know, it's a close game and we left the bases loaded three times. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I feel like we're starting to come out of that. You know, I think early on we could beat anyone and then, you know, lose to anyone. So, hopefully we're getting there. Feels like we are, you know, hot at the right time, and just putting together consistently good at bats 1-9.
Yeah. Kind of making the pitcher work a bit, those little things, and selective and everyone goes through it, but the hitting, I just feel, you know, I played at Salem State, you know, and we played in March.
Oh yeah.
We weren't like having 13-12 games. You know, it just was terrible. But does it naturally take these kids just a little bit of time to just get a little loose there because of the weather?
Yeah, no, I definitely think so. I think the pitchers definitely have the advantage early on, especially, you know, the hard throwers coming in, and you know, when it's 40 degrees out with a 20 mile an hour wind, it's not always fun to hit at that point. But yesterday we put together a bunch of good at bats against a really good pitcher, and so it felt good. You know, we had a couple 12 pitch at bats and worked counts, put balls in play with guys in scoring position, just, you know, kind of those little things, not trying to do too much. We always talk about trying to stay inside the ball. You know, one day you have a kid throwing 89 in high school, and the next day you might have a kid throwing 74 or 75 with a, you know, big curveball. But either way, you know, if we're trying to pull either of those guys, we're going to run into issues. We're going to stay inside the ball, take the ball back up the middle. And we've been working to get there, and I feel like we're starting to.
Yeah. Yeah, D1, you've got Andover for Valley teams. You got Andover at 6, 10-1 in the latest rankings.
Yeah, we beat them yesterday.
That was a TBB. All right, so hey, let's talk about that one. That's a big one, obviously.
Yeah, no, it was. I think we've been playing Andover since we were in the Cape Ann League. We'd pick up non-league games with them.
All right.
If we've played them 50 times, we're probably 25-25. Mm. And this is, I think, only the second year I've been coaching where we've actually swept the season series. And I think they did it once 2 years ago. They swept us, you know, so it's been,
you're the only losses.
And if that's our last five games with Andover have been one run games. So, you know, just it's fun baseball. And the defense was, both teams played great yesterday. We just happened to, you know, get one more hit.
Yeah. What was the, who was on the hill for you guys?
We started Ben Polonsky and then Dylan Lawrence came in and pitched into the extra innings. He pitched 6 innings of relief and he was pretty nasty.
Yeah. So it was an extra inning victory. Was it a walk off or you held them at the,
no, we were at their place.
You were at their place. Okay. So you held them and when they tried to come back and that was it.
Yeah.
You guys got a, who got
the, I think Dylan struck out 2 of the last 3 batters in the last inning.
Yeah. And who got the key hit for you guys in the top inning of the extra inning?
Ben Iglesias. He's our number 9 hitter, center fielder.
Nice.
Yeah, he can fly. And but he had 2 really rough at bats early in the game with guys in scoring position. And then he kind of settled down and his first swing, you know, he fouled one straight back and it's like, all right, he's locked in and he was balanced. And next swing, he actually, he took the ball that he didn't try to spin on it. He took it to right field.
Wow.
And Tim Perrone was pinch running for our big DH. he came in to score. So.
What a great Valley win. And how are the dynamics of the Valley? It's hard to get like my hands on standings in the Valley. How's that going?
Good. I mean, every game we have Lawrence next, so that's going to be a, you know, another battle. They're always fun to play. They, you know, they can hit and they always hit. And it kind of, I think the way it looks right now is it just comes down to pitching matchups in our league. Like,
yeah.
All right, when are you going to see Stewart? Because when we played Chelmsford Thursday and we saw Stewart and he was on. Mm-hmm. And our guy pitched really well too, Cole. But Stewart, I threw a nasty curveball about a foot off the ground and Stewart golfed it out. You know, they won 2-0. And the first time we played Chelmsford, we beat them 2-0. So,
yeah.
Like I said, Lawrence, they're going to be tough. You know, Lowell is a little down, but they beat us earlier this year. So,
wow.
You know,
that's truly anybody could be anybody because,
yeah,
Lowell 6-10, you know, at the moment, and anything can happen there. You know, this crew that you have now, is it young in terms of, like, you know, did you have a big senior class leave last year or for this year? Or is it veterans?
No, we had a couple really good players leave from last year. Don Pafini was the MVP of the MVC, and he's pitching up at Franklin Pierce.
Nice.
And our center fielder was a 4-year starter. So those two guys were, you know, just obviously great players, both all-league players, players. But we had, I think, 16 seniors on the team this year. So we're pretty... Most of the starters are back from last year. So
yeah,
we're very senior heavy. We will be young next year.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, clearly, obviously none of these guys were at the historic 2019 8 seed wins, the Super 8 team run, which was just awesome. And everyone followed that story. But do you have the coaching staff intact from that era, or is it kind of come and gone?
Yeah, no. Coach Blank and I have been together for a long time. We played against each other in high school. He was the best player I played against. I think, you know, he played for Andover and they won the state championship my senior year. And he struck me out 3 times in my second to last game. He was nasty.
That was
struck out maybe a couple times all year, and then he struck me out 3 times in a row. So he never lets me forget that.
Your Andover was my Swampscott when I was at Gloucester. So, you know, they beat us 3 times, you know, including the tournament. And then we had no chance. Mike Madden, Peter Woodfork, I think Portnoy, you know, the El Presidente Barstool guy, he was on that team. I think he wasn't one of the star players. They were so good. And Legion Baseball, I always remember Legion Baseball, Andover being just like, I remember getting to a field in Andover and there was a game going on already. And I go, oh, that must be an adult game. These guys look like it was the Legion team that I was going to pitch against. They had a doubleheader.
Yeah. They won 91, 92. They won, I think, back-to-back state championships with Coach Betancourt there.
Yeah. My Legion era was 90, like 4, 5, 6. Yeah. So, and
you know, and they were loaded. You know, it seemed like every year.
You know who else was, I mean, all the Valley team. You know who else was happened to be a pretty good team because of one guy in particular? Haverhill.
Oh, yeah.
Carlos. I mean, Carlos.
There was a lot of MLB guys out of the Merrimack Valley.
Yeah, I held them to a double. I was so proud. And Lawrence, too. I remember Lawrence being insane, you know, for Legion. So Lawrence, Haverhill, Andover. I mean, we just had so much trouble with all these teams.
Yeah, yeah.
But current day, it's still competitive, and you know, what are you looking for more of? More consistency in any certain department? What's keeping the kids busy at practice lately?
Like I said, we're really focusing on the little things, staying inside the ball, and being able to get a bunt down if we need to get a bunt. Because I think, you know, in 2019, those guys could do that like when we needed to do it. And that's the and you know, they couldn't do it at the beginning of the year, but by the end of the year they could do it. And I think of like Jake McElroy, you know, bases loaded against Franklin, and he's, you know, they had a nasty pitcher on the mound and he hit a triple to right field, you know, just staying inside of it. I think they had him shifted a little left, and kid was throwing sliders away and hard away, and he just stayed on the ball. Yeah. And then I think the next game against BCI, McElroy leads the game off with a hit, and then Tommy Finn lays down a beautiful bunt, and their pitcher throws it in the right field. And have a guy on third. McElroy came all the way around to score, and then Tommy Finn's on third, and we get him in. I think we scored, you know, 3 runs that inning, and just kind of pumped out on him. Executing, you know. Like, again, get a bunt down and stay inside the ball.
Yeah. Did you have a choice back then to, could you opt out of that and go D1 tournament if you wanted?
We were in actually D2 at the time.
Oh,
you could opt out, but
wow.
We wanted to be there. And the 2015 team was one of the best teams I ever coached, and loaded with like kids that went on to do very well in college. You know, there were a bunch of college pitchers on that staff. And then Joey Bramante went up to UMaine, and he's finished second all time on the RBI list up there.
Wow.
And then we had our number one pitcher was 10-0, you know, during the season. Our number two was like 7-0, and our number, team was loaded. And I remember the committee came to watch us down at, we were playing Arlington. And we won, but it was the end of the year and the field was really hard and kind of rocky. And Arlington had a couple infield hits. We looked sloppy. It just didn't look good. We won like 17-7 or something like that.
Yeah.
But we didn't look good. And I'm like, oh, that's not good. And then we didn't get selected to go to the Super 8. And then we lost in the first round of the playoffs. The kids were so dejected. I think our team was like 18-2.
Yeah.
And then we just they were dejected. So our goal was to get into the Super 8 and actually win it. Because from that point, kids were pissed about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Experience.
So 4 years later, get the job done.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn impressive. And now it's just been, obviously, that COVID hit. 21 was that weird, like, everyone made kind of year. What's the farthest you've been since state title?
That 2021 year, we won a couple games in the playoffs and then ran into the Cabral kid from St. Mary's. Mm. The game before, we played Reading and played like 14 innings. just kept going back and forth. And then by the time, and then 2 days later, we're playing St. Mary's, and we were like, I think up 1-0 into the fourth. And then we just kind of ran out of pitching. And the Cabral kid was tough. Like, we had a chance in the first inning. We scored one, and then their left fielder made a great play, threw at a kid at the plate. Otherwise, we would have been 2-0. And then who knows? And he, you know, their coach, in the first game of the playoffs, made a gutsy move, and he only threw Cabral. Because we played three games in a week for that year. Because everything was condensed, and he didn't throw. He threw Cabral like three innings. So for pitch count, that he could come back and no matter what, face us. And I wasn't worried because I'm like, oh, we got three D1 arms.
Yeah.
But, you know, Reading in the second round, that extra inning game. So I used, you know, used my one guy in the first game, and then I wasn't expecting to use both of them in the next game. And then we ran out of pitching.
Yeah, they emptied the tank. Yeah, the pitch count, everything. It's just
the next year after that COVID year was, you know, I know for every, you know, the kids all across the state, all across the country, it was horrible to not play. Yeah, we graduated some great players, but we had a lot of players back. And they worked really hard that winter, like in the weight room and you know, kids were adding velo to the, you know, they're just like, coach, look at that. You know, they on their own, and, you know, they got after it. And then to not be able to play was horrible.
Yeah, can imagine.
I think like someone like a Brett Dunham, and he's been tearing it up at Northeastern. Northeastern's now in the top 30 in the country. And Brett's been, he's been there like closer. You know, he beat K-State. He's lot of huge like spots late, and he's up to 96 on the gun. I think last I checked, he was like 10 or 11 hits and 26 innings or something like that.
Yeah, got a couple of North Andovers on that team. Ryan Griffin.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, so those guys, and then one of the pitchers is at Lowell. So we had those three big arms that were young the year we won it. And then for them to not really be able to play for 2 years. And Brett probably would have set the career record for hits because he started in left field as a freshman. And then sophomore year had a bunch of hits. Senior year had a bunch of hits in that short season, but he would have been, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got 21 strikeouts to 5 walks in 23 innings. So. Yeah. He's doing the defense a favor there, giving them they're not to make many outs behind him.
Yeah. And Cabral's on that team too.
I wonder how he's doing.
He's been having a good year. They're all having their pitching staff's one of the best in the country this year.
Avon. Yeah. I think I talked to Avon last summer. And they got a great North Shore contingent / Merrimack Valley. I love it.
Yeah. And, yeah. I think we've had 4 pitchers go there and pitch for him.
Yeah. But for you guys, coach, going forward, about what, six regular season left at the moment?
Actually, we have 8. We played 22 this year because we have BC High and CM on the schedule. So you can add 2 more. So
yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Besides the Valley, who you got on the docket? And there you go. You gave me the answer. So those are 2 non-leaguers. Any other ones down the stretch?
We have the Haverhill tournament. So I'm not even sure who's in our bracket for that.
Okay.
So I think for non-league left, we have the Haverhill tournament, and CM are, those are our non-league games that are left.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. And then that's obviously good to have the non-leaguers see what's out there, see what's possibly coming up on a D1 sort of tournament situation. So
yeah,
it's always, with the rankings now being in effect for 3 or 4 years, it's always, has it changed how scheduling goes, you know? Was it simpler, harder now with the rankings?
I don't know. It's weird because, you know, you look at the records year before. All right, they had a good record last year and a pretty good ranking, and but they graduated everyone. So what are they going to be like this year?
Yeah.
I think the what's hurt us a little bit is a couple of our losses, like late in the game, you know, might have been a close game. And then we just kind of kicked the ball around a little bit. And so our run differential is a little bit, isn't great, I would say.
Yeah.
It's like, and at the end of the day, do you coach for a run differential or to win? You know, like, okay, I could leave this kid in, but then maybe at the end of the year, you know, his arm's not where it needs to be.
Yeah. Or,
you know, so at the end of the day, I think you just got to get in and into the playoffs and go from there.
Yeah. I think
proven we can beat anyone, you know, we could also lose to anyone. So it is what it is.
Yeah. All right. It's going to be exciting finish down the stretch here in May, heading into the June postseason. Coach Todd Doolin, North Andover Baseball, thanks for coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Have a good night. Good luck.
Thank you. Take care. Thanks.
Bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, we are back at it to finish the show. Thanks, Coach Doolin, for that great interview, talking about the boys having a great run right now. And it's anyone's game in the Valley, really. I mean, people are beating everybody. Lowell, 6-10, beating North Andover. North Andover sweeping Andover. I mean, it's just Andover's, the only two losses are to North Andover. It's crazy. So Andover is 6th in the rankings at Division One as we speak on Tuesday, and that's the latest rankings. The next one will come out tomorrow. Chelmsford 10-6 at 15. Lawrence 9-5 at 18. North Andover 10-4 now, but they're 9-4 in the rankings at 22. And on the outskirts there, Central Catholic. If they have make a run down the stretch, they have a chance, but they're gonna have to do a lot. They're 45th, top 32 get in, and if you do have a 500 record, doesn't matter where you're ranked, you do get in. But they're 6-10 at 45. Hayrolls 2-13 at 47. Lowell 6-10 at number 48. How about softball Division One? What do we got cooking in that one? Central Catholic at 10-2, the number 8 seed, and Andover is at 11 at 8-4. Chelmsford 7-6 at 14. North Andover 18 at 6-6. Haverhill 6-8, 22. So big Valley representation there in the top 32 for show. How about Division I lacrosse for boys? What do we got going on there? Andover's at 9-2 at number 4 seed, right behind the defending 3-time champ St. John's Prep. Central Catholic boys 4-8, but still the 15 seed, so they're in the mix. Haverhill 10-3 at number 24. And that does it for top 32. Girls lacrosse, of course, we're going to check on the defending Division I state champs, Central Catholic at 9-7 at number 8. And then North Andover is above them at 14-3 at 3 seed. And the fifth seed is Chelmsford at 12-4. 12-4 Central, and then Andover 7. So this is the best probably Valley division in all of spring sports. Division I girls lacrosse. You got Andover 3, Chelmsford 5, North Andover 3, excuse me, Chelmsford 5, Andover 7, Central 8. So lots in the top 10. That'll do it. So thank you for tuning in. We'll be back on May 22nd. But this has been the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Thanks to Moynihan Lumber for the sponsorship. We'll talk to you next week.